Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Brittany, Alex, we're all here. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here as well. Mm-hmm. It's the first day of fall.
Yeah, it
that is. That means, you know, it's time to celebrate. How do you celebrate fall? No one knows. Fucking scarecrows, I guess. I don't know. I can't think of any way to...
You fucked a scarecrow?
You fuck a scarecrow,
oh,
you know?
Fucking I see.
No, I didn't mean to say like fucking them, but then as soon as I said it, I was like, it's like I fucked a scarecrow. Well, you know, they do have quite the carrot. Oh, that's the snowman. Never mind. I take that part back.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Everyone knows that a scarecrow has like a little gourd down there. You know, one of those squashes.
Oh.
Yeah. Think on that for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Not an eggplant, a squash. Got it.
I met somebody at the Millbrae Art and Wine Festival a while ago.
Did you?
2 weeks ago.
With a gourd for a cock?
Well, no. They first of all, they were a fan of the show, so they approached and was like, hey, how's it going? Huge fan. And they go, can you please tell Sarah to start saying, oh, my gourd again? I'm like, that's what you
want. Oh, it is that time of year.
Yeah.
So oh, my gourd.
All right. I'll forward that over to her. Let her know.
Show notes, Sarah, if you could add, oh, my gourd. I'm actually really struggling with not saying adorbsible anymore because someone gave me shit about that. I'm like, oh god, you know,
person,
how little things get stuck in your head.
That person writes every time you say it, so you should just keep saying it. Like, they clearly aren't going away. It's fine.
Yeah, I just, you know, it bums me out that we've got someone who listens that closely who fucking hates something I say. That
bums like
me
it.
Out. You know, I. Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, that's because you're so adorable.
Oh, thank you.
Shut up.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, yeah, we got a whole thing going on, me and Alex. He's adorbsable. I'm a bitch. You know, it just works.
Yeah. Opposites attract, yeah.
I have a bad advice that we can do. And,
okay.
You know, listen, there's actually a little bit of politics in this. It's not really about that, but it kind of is. So I'll just throw it out there because they're really just asking for our advice and our thoughts on this. They're not getting married until August,
mm-hmm.
but this person is getting, she's a woman, and so she's marrying, and she's marrying
a
man.
Oh, a year from now, August. I'm like, wait a minute, August?
Yes.
That passed.
This,
okay, all right.
It says, I'm getting married next August.
Got it.
I am really torn, which is nice, a good long engagement. That's fantastic, especially considering they're having a little bit of an issue right now.
Okay.
With this whole, with the name change thing. Mm. So I'm getting married next August, and I am really torn about changing my last name to my future husband's. When I was a little girl, I always thought I would just change my last name. Hell, even as recently as 5 years ago, I was all in. For whatever thought you give about that, right, until it becomes a question. Maybe it's because it's finally a reality versus a hypothetical, but now that I'm actually required to make a decision, I am truly on the fence about it. You know, sometimes if someone has if you like your name that you had growing up, then their last name is Dingleberry or something, you know, you're hesitant. That could be a factor too. Doesn't sound like that's the case. And she doesn't say the last name. Oh, actually they do say it. No, they are using Don Draper as an example. So I don't think they're the Drapers. I'm going to go ahead and say that she's giving us a fake name, which is the right decision. All right, so here we go. Some of my hesitation stems from the political climate. I'm not a super political person, but seeing people like Trump who very openly degrade women get elected fucking president, plus the Roe overturning, makes me deeply value my identity and independence as a woman. Legitimate feelings. I hate that this whole thing is rooted in women becoming a piece of the husband's property and how women in the 1960s would introduce themselves as Mrs. Don Draper versus their actual name. I feel like holding onto my maiden name is like a little fuck you to the patriarchy and a reminder that I am my own person. Thank you very much. I also, like Dusty, have a full-blown professional career. My network and brand are a huge part of my success, and to change that brand at age 36 feels like a bad idea. My fiancé is pretty hurt by my hesitation. I asked him recently on a scale of 1, being low to 10, how important this was to him, and he said an 8. Gah! He really sees me taking his name as a symbol of us starting our own family, becoming one, etc. I don't disagree that it's a nice idea, but why am I the one that has to change? It's so annoying and unfair. Anyway, I'd love your thoughts. Right now I'm thinking about changing it socially, like signing our Christmas cards, the Drapers, but keeping it legally and professionally. Is that also messy? Sarah, I think you legally changed your name to John's, but kept your maiden name for work. That is correct. But my name is legally not Sarah Clark. That's my stage name. Was it confusing, easy, complicated to go by two names? No, it's not. And I hardly ever use Sarah Clark anymore anyway. I just say Sarah. It's not the Sarah Clark and Vinnie Hassan show. It's just the Sarah and Vinnie show. So it really isn't that big a deal. And I think of myself as being my husband's name. I really do. I'm Mrs. John's wife. Mm. You know, and I never gave it a second thought that I would change it, although I didn't love his last name. I really liked Sarah Clark. Vinny, Christina and I are in similar careers, and she got married later in life like me. Did she change her name? How was it before you were married when Isla had a different last name than her? Did that suck? I guess I want you guys to just openly talk pros and cons to help me. Thank you so much.
You want me to go first?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. First of all, you don't have to do anything. You don't even have to marry this guy. Like, you can be partners and not be married. So the idea that like any of this is must do, it's not. So pick and choose however you like. My opinion of the marriage thing all along has been, I don't need that. I didn't need it. My wife wanted that. Christina wanted that. And as we have had kids and as we have become a family, and I would say that even though we had a kid and then a second kid, we're more a family now than we've ever been. Like, there's been a learning curve to some extent. Like, I didn't just, how do I put this? I didn't, you know,
you grew into it.
I think
you didn't just open your eyes one day and everything was,
it's been a process. It didn't, you know, like they say, oh, the minute you see your baby, you're going to be in love. Nah, that wasn't it true at all. And it's been a warm up and a growing, you know, sort of, anyway, I didn't take right to it. I don't necessarily need that. I do think, though, now our kids having everyone with the last name, your kids will say, why is mom's last name different?
Yep.
They will absolutely say that. You think they won't, and you think that they're not paying attention, but they do. And they will notice that, and it will be a thing for them. Why isn't mom's name our name?
Right.
And frankly, if you're going to not change your name, why should the kids have to take his name? Now, like, you can really...
You can go down the line with this as complicated as you want, right?
And make your life as... Now, look, I'll go back to the part that you asked about with Christina.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
And she refers to it exactly like you do. Her brand. She has built that name. She has networks.
She's a known quantity, right?
She's a known person with that name. The email she uses at her work has that name, the one she's had her whole life. And she absolutely did have a little bit of a, what do I do here? And so for her, she changed her last name to mine for the sake of the kids and for the sake of the family, so to speak. But she didn't change her name at work because she knew it would be complicated and difficult to now suddenly be someone else and be dealing with, wait, who's this?
Right.
Some people looked her up on LinkedIn, though, and noticed she had changed her name there. And they were like, wait, you're married? And she said, she's sort of broken it to people along the way that, yes, and I'm that person as well. But for the sake of work, I have tried to keep it as simple as possible. Yes, Sarah, your hand's up.
Did she legally change her name? And is her paycheck to your last name? But then she just kept all her old emails, etc.
I don't see her paycheck, so I don't know if she definitely legally changed her name.
Then probably she had to change it with HR, I would guess.
I would guess, well, too. I don't know how she decided to manage that. But I know that she didn't change it on her email. So she'll still send me an email that occasionally, like a forward of something that, hey, look at this from work, whatever. And it'll have that old name. Or her maiden name, and then other times she uses our last name, shared last name. Look, I'm with you in terms of the I'm with the writer in terms of questioning some of the things we do. Like, we do this because this is what everyone says we do.
Yep.
Why? Like, I don't need someone to tell me that my relationship's valid, but it does end up becoming about the kids. And so for me, that's what this process has been about. It's about the kids.
Well, I have a question for you, because I remember you talking about, like, you didn't need marriage and you had your kids before you were ever married and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, you were pretty solid that if we're marrying, you're taking my name.
Yeah. What's the question?
No other comments about that, because that was, to me, I thought, well, he's got a point.
Yeah. To me, I feel like if we're going to go through with this stuff, then we're going to go through with that too.
Right.
Like, I didn't need that. I wasn't asking for that. And I wasn't looking for that. But look, I think that you'll find in any partnership, there are valid questions. She felt insecure in our relationship. And at the counselor, she was able to make great points right there in front of my face about how I tend to be 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And it's not that I'm trying to, you know, leave her. It's that I have a tendency to be like, this is what's mine and this is what's yours. Mm-hmm. And then we meet in the middle. And that's not any way to work a partnership, or certainly not
one that makes... It's not a basis for a... Right.
It makes people feel like they're not part of, or that they're only a part of, instead of being right. a family.
Instead of being a family unit, a cohesive ball of family, it's like two balls, they're touching.
So, yeah, I would say
that. But I can roll mine away anytime.
I would say that for you, as you question these things, I totally get where you're coming from.
Yep.
What I would say, though, is there will be familial pressures. I love my mom. I love Sandy. We're all big Nona fans. But her opinion on what we should do wouldn't matter to me. So that pressure wasn't
a thing
involved at all. Right. It was just a matter of sort of we got to look at how our kid was living with parents with two different names and realized it's a thing they question.
Yeah.
It's a thing they wonder about. And maybe it's time for that to go away. And you might be the first step in that by deciding you're not taking your husband's last, not the first step, but you know, maybe the wave will catch and it'll become, yeah, parents don't have to have the same last name to be in a family.
Right. Well, people have questioned it for a long time. I mean, there's hyphenated names, which are also kind of a pain in the ass. But it's honestly, if it really bothers him that much, it's not, I don't know. I mean, I would say just go ahead and do it. Like, it doesn't matter to me at all that my name is different. It doesn't get confusing. It isn't a problem. And I am, like, Sarah Clark is kind of a different, you know, the performer is kind of a different person than Sarah, other name that, you know, mm-hmm. isn't the funny one in the family, for sure. You know, it's just very, I don't know, like, it's helped me kind of separate the two. So maybe you'll have a work you and you'll have the married you, or maybe you just say, fuck it. I just don't feel like doing it. And that's also completely fine. But it is actually easier to have that name for your family, for all the paperwork that you go through. And you don't have to explain anything to anybody. Your kids all have the same name. If you end up having kids, I don't know. It's easy. It's not that big a deal, but mm-hmm. maybe you're making it a little bit bigger than it has to be. But if you feel strongly, then.
I don't think there's a wrong answer here. So as she's asking us to talk about it, I think Bryn and Alex should probably put their opinions as well. But I do think that you can keep your brand as you've built it and still have your family and be, you know, I think this is true, maybe only for me. But I also think it's probably true for many people. So it's not only me, but the more immersed you are in your family, the more complete your unit feels, the more security there is in that, and also the
more
less
committed.
Likely you are to feel outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when mom has kids, those kids move up on the importance ladder, meaning dad drops down, and that's a reality. How women handle
that way, right?
How women are able to, you know, sort of recognize like, oh, my kid has taken over role number one, but I don't want my husband to feel, you know, left out. Like that is, there's a reality to the husband taking a backseat to now mom's attention. And that's how it has to be. And yet the farther away he feels from the family unit, the worse that is for your family.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's so well said.
Consider all those things when you make your stand and make your decision, because that's something that you will say, I would never let that happen. And then you're up three nights in a row at 2 a.m. plus working your job. And you'll be like, I got no time for that. You know what?
Yep.
You're a grown man and I've been busy. And that happens. Sorry. Now go ahead, Bryn.
Yeah, I don't really I never felt like I had a stance, but I guess I expected.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
You expect Anita to change her name to yours.
Yeah, just because it's tradition.
Yep.
But if she had pushback on that, I wouldn't really fight it. It's not an 8 out of 10 for me.
Does Cameron have your last name?
Yeah, she does. So, but she didn't push back at all. I was like, you know, I was happy to. And that's kind of how it worked in her family and my family. So we just went with that. But I feel like if Anita had this kind of concern, I would hear her out. And possibly it wouldn't make that much of a... Like, the same thing what Vinny said earlier. You don't have to get married.
Right.
So this is all like all this... You know how I feel about marriage. I'm like, oh, it's the same for me. I'm not leaving Anita. Right. I don't plan to ever. I don't need a certificate or certification of whatever to show that we're a thing.
And a thing like the name, to me, sometimes... You know how there are certain things you talk about and they only matter when you're talking about them? Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
Like, you can make it as big a thing as you want and have as many conversations about it as you want, but it's only really fucking a problem when you're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you can, yeah, don't, I think whatever decision you guys make is right, and but sounds like your husband's, you got a year.
Alex is married.
Figure it out. Yeah, Alex, did your wife take your name?
Nope.
Oh,
so,
and?
Yeah, I think in Brazil, I don't think it's common, so yeah, I was cool with it. I was just like, and then the thing was, we didn't really talk about it that much. So when it did come up, we were like already like applying for our marriage license and stuff. And we just, I think I felt safer just let's
tie the knot. We can worry about that later.
Yeah. Although the person was saying that it is a lot more difficult to do the name change if you want to later on down the line, I guess.
Oh.
It's one of those weird things because in my family, like my dad would be like, oh yeah, that's super important, you know, to have that name change. He's very like traditional in that way, I guess. And then, so it was kind of like this weird thing where I was thinking about it and I just felt like it wasn't that big of a deal to me, you know?
Because it isn't.
Yeah. And I didn't want to like impose my, you know, thing on her and just, especially we didn't have a lot of time to talk about it. So it was like, yeah, let's just
fucking get married so I can start fucking you in the ass every night.
Always thing, back to the ball rolling, Sarah.
That's all I can think about with
every
A-ho.
Time.
Yeah. Hold
turn
it.
Around now.
Turn
now.
Yeah, fine. Keep your fucking name. Now turn around. Turn around.
But I do.
By
wonder,
the way, it is your wife's birthday, isn't it?
It is my wife's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday, babe.
What's her name? How do I not know her name?
Mayara. And
Mayara.
Yeah. And that's what she actually. Yeah. So she actually.
I have a question about that.
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, Loki, you just said happy birthday, babe. Does she listen to The Secret Show?
She does.
Oh!
Happy birthday, Mayara.
Happy birthday.
She does sometimes. She doesn't listen to everyone, but she does listen to some of them.
The ones that you say, don't listen to that one.
Exactly.
Then she runs right in.
Yeah,
right
then she runs straight and listens to those ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Mayara.
All right. Mayara is a very sexy name.
It is, yeah.
Mayara. Yeah,
so...
She's like one of those. She's like Cher or Shakira, Mayara.
Mayara.
I never heard the name Mayara before. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name, and she's a beautiful lady, and I'm grateful to have her. So,
good job, buddy.
Thank
nice.
You.
See you, love.
That was good.
Yeah. Hey, so
really
if
good.
Any texters out there, anyone listening to this show has a good argument on one either side of this conversation,
yeah.
I do think it's a modern problem that it's
yeah.
it's mm-hmm. or it's become. I don't want to call it a problem. That's probably not the way, but it's a modern hurdle You know, yeah. it used to be.
What are we going to do about?
We all did this. And then there were people along the way who've said, I'm not doing that. And now there's a lot of different ways you can go. Making the names combined.
Yep.
You know, keeping the name you've got.
Come up with a whole new name. Everybody can change their name.
Yeah, I've heard that. Or him taking her name.
Hey, ho.
There's a lot of different ways. Mm, a-ho. What does a ho have to do
Myara
with
it? Mayara a-ho.
Change
could just both be the a-ho family.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
There you go.
A-ho? What is that all about? What does that mean?
Mr. and Mrs. A-ho.
I wish you luck, whoever you are, the Drapers. Yes. I wish you luck in however you go with this. But I really do think that it's not as big a deal as he's making it out to be or... as you're making it out to be.
Right.
Yep. You can meet in the middle and find a way that you can both be happy and this isn't the thing that ends your marriage before it begins.
Yeah, and don't feel like a trumper if you do it. Don't worry about that. You're just, you know, you're just a person who made a decision. It's fine. It'll all be fine in the end. Mm-hmm. It'll only be only when you're talking about it. All right. Send those responses to this, thoughts, and other questions and problems. We love them. Send them to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day, and we'll check you back here on Friday. Woo-hoo-hoo! Friday.
The end.